This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, on the topic, by the way, of the CR, there's action on that. We're going to have the very latest after the top of the hour. Our friend Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com will have the very latest. They do have a new version of the bill. It's 116 pages. It's not 1,500 pages. So we'll get to that. Let's talk a little bit about our friends up north in Canada. Here's what President Trump has said recently.
Drugs are pouring in at levels never seen before. 10 times what we had. They're just pouring in. We can't have open borders. And I said to the president of Mexico and to Justin Trudeau, if it doesn't stop, I'm going to put tariffs on your country at about 25%.
And he's been kind of teasing Justin Trudeau as the 51st governor of the 51st state, right? And Trudeau says,
we were supposed to be on a steady, if difficult sometimes, march towards progress. And yet, just a few weeks ago, the United States voted for a second time to not elect its woman president. Everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack, overtly and subtly. But I want you to know that I am, and always will be, a proud feminist. You will always have an ally in me and in my government.
Yeah. There's a word that I want to use with Justin Trudeau that I can't use on the radio because of the FCC. And if I had a damn podcast, I would use it. And I think you know what word that is. Pretty sure that Joe Warmington, our friend of the Toronto Sun, knows what that word is. How are you, Joe? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff. How are things in Canada?
Well, state, we're hanging in there, you know, with our new president coming in and all that. But no, it's painful to listen to those clips.
It really is.
Yeah, it's really, really embarrassing, the whole thing. And, you know, I understand politics a little bit, but this is kind of a new area. You know, we've never seen anything like this. And, you know, obviously you didn't mention, but Trudeau is really on the ropes here. I mean,
well, that's what I want to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the reality of him being on the ropes? Because we get limited information. I've seen things certainly that indicate that he could be on his way out. Your system of government works a little bit different than ours here. So what's the very latest on that? And how can you explain it best to my audience?
Well, let me say this, that I gave him the nickname Trudini a long time ago. This guy's had more scandals than anybody in politics ever. I mean, I'm talking, he wore blackface, not just once, twice, like so many times he can't remember. He's got a Gropegate incident with a reporter that he's, you know, got away with saying, look, sometimes women see, you know, interactions differently than men, things like that. I mean, he gets away with stuff. SNC-Lavalin was a business case where they were charged on the international with a crime, but he made a deal to let them just pay a fine instead. I mean, we're talking, this guy's really something. I mean, he's as good at doing this stuff as anybody, so I don't rule him out. But with his finance minister and his partner in crime for the last 9 years, Chrystia Freeland, a big WEF and globalist type, she turned on him over our big deficit here, which is $62 billion, the annual deficit, which is about $40 billion higher than, you know, it was a couple of years ago. So it's outrageous. We've got big problems here. So, you know, his own party's turned on him. The whole country's tired of him. They're ready for Pierre Poilievre to come in, but he doesn't have to. Trudeau doesn't have to call an election until the earliest October. But in our system, you can force an election if you have a vote of non-confidence in the House of Commons. So it's not quite like the American system where you've got these fixed dates. They try to have fixed dates here, but they really don't, because he's got a minority parliament. He could lose it. We could be to an election, but I tell you, Trudini is the best at this, and so I wouldn't be surprised if he makes it through Christmas here into the spring and probably all the way to the fall. And you never know. It's crazy as it sounds. Remember, he got elected, Mark, with 29% support of the country. He doesn't have much support. But the way the system works, almost like the popular vote and the way you have the electoral college here, it's seats and it's regional. And so, you know, if you can, in the parties split it up, we've got more than, we've got five parties in Parliament. We've got a Quebec party, we've got a Green party, and then we've got the Liberals and the Conservatives, which is kind of like Republican and and Democrats. And then you've got the thing called the NDP, which is the left arm, but you don't really have that. Like, you've got like Bernie Sanders and that inside the Democratic Party, but we have a separate party. They have like 17 or 18 seats, and they have the balance of power. So hopefully that explains it. But, you know, we've got a crisis with this 25% that the President Trump is talking
with
about
the
bringing
tariff,
in.
On the tariffs, yeah. And that's what, let's go back to that, because you mentioned Chrystia Freeland, and we don't have the perspective of that. So one of the things I learned even from you, Joe, here, she's the former Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, but she was an ally, longtime ally of Justin Trudeau, you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. She's a journalist that she got in, and she's a leftist journalist. She had connections. You know, you remember when Klaus Schwab from the WEF said, we penetrate the cabinets? And he mentioned about Canada, specifically half the cabinet. Well, she's a close friend and worked with and wrote a book about Soros, George Soros. Oh,
okay.
Which is your friend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
America's
yeah.
friend, George Soros. So that's who she is. Trudeau's always been a puppet marionette kind of person. I mean, he doesn't make his own decisions. He's the progressive prince on the shiny hill. And even in this whole thing, he's going on about abortion and, you know, transgender rights and this and that. And of course, everybody here, like, nobody's against anybody. You know, it's a very tolerant society. But when they can't pay their mortgage and they yeah. can't go to the grocery store, they're tired of hearing about it. They're tired of hearing how they're racist and they're homophobic and they're this and that. And that's what Trudeau did. And of course, during the pandemic, I mean, you saw the clips. You used to run them. I talked to you during that time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it was like a gulag here. I mean,
yeah.
literally. And I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, my son's 12 years old now, and my mom is in her 80s, and we used to go to the hockey games, and they had like a airport style, you know, you had to go through a checkpoint, and you had to show all your ID, and did you have these vaccinations and all these kinds of things. And it was like all this plexiglass, and there was security there. And this is to go to your kid's hockey game.
It's ridiculous.
And,
yeah.
And my mom and I refused to. We just walk right through it. And, of course, the whole time you're in there, you're worried about they're going to call the police and get a taser out, maybe, you know, all that stuff. Canada has really been through rough times. I think it's time for a new government, but I just think, knowing Trudini like I do, I won't be surprised if he finds a way out of this.
But you would predict then, because one way an election be called is with a no-confidence vote. You don't anticipate that there's the votes for that?
Well, I don't think so, because the other thing is this: the third party, the NDP guy, his name is Jagmeet Singh. He's got his pension that doesn't get vested until the 25th of February. So the whole country is held up
because of that,
until he gets his pension.
Oh,
and so after that, but then the problem is there's 50 other MPs, members of Parliament, mm-hmm. that they need to go till October. They have already moved the date 1 week, so they would get their pensions. So there's these other things at play. So the whole, all of Canada, you remember this NDP guy I mentioned, he's a socialist, but he drives a Maserati and he has Rolexes. I don't have either of those.
That. I love
yeah.
that. That's interesting, right? Oh my
yeah,
God.
So I think, you know, I think that it's, I mean, Trudeau should fall here, but the wild card is what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the perspective that we lack, certainly.
But I think we should talk about the tariffs, too, and how it'll affect America.
Okay, so let's talk. And then one of the questions, Joe Warmington's here from the Toronto Sun. That's one of my questions. How is that being covered up there? And then, you know, there's not everyone in this country that's a fan of the tariffs, and we're not exactly sure what Trump's going to do. So there's some risk here as well. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the tariffs on Canada, it is ridiculous. And, you know, Trump has thrown it out there for negotiation reasons, and it's worked. He's really messing with Trudeau, who he doesn't like.
Yeah.
but he also was smart, because the last time he tried this, he went straight at Mexico. And you remember Vicente Fox and all the former president, all that, they were really upset, and it wired them up. So he threw Canada in this time. And so it's been reversed. And so Mexico is not the story. Canada's the story. And he knows that Trudeau is in turmoil and hanging on, gripping the power. But the thing that he's forgot is that the trade between Canada and the U.S. is bigger than any other partner that America has combined. If you look around the world, there's no bigger trade arrangement. It's trillions of dollars every, you know, like it's a big deal. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that goes back and forth, America needs, and of course we need it because we're a lot smaller in terms of population. it's a big country landmass, but it's a smaller population. It's only 38 or 40 million here. And so it's a partnership, a friendship. It's not something you'd normally do is go and urinate on the lawn of your neighbor. When you do that, it's not very good. So I don't think that Trump should have done it. I understand why he did it. I understand the politics of it. And, you know, I think that a lot of people are enjoying it because they love to see Trudeau kind of like, getting a little bit of his own medicine. But from my perspective as a guy raising a family, if America puts that 25% on us, that will basically kill our economy. It's already our dollar's under 70 cents value to your dollar. We can't afford to come there. Like, we were planning to come for Christmas, but we cannot afford to go there. That is not good for America because
you're right.
In the case of Florida as a good example, a lot of the economy in the winter is Canadian snowbirds that go down there. If they can't go there anymore, and we're dealing with hundreds of thousands of people, that will affect some regions of Florida. So, and there's bigger things than that. There's obviously oil that comes
across. Oil is a big part of it. Yeah, more than 50% of the crude is from Canada that we have in this country.
Yeah, so I think Trump knows that. I think he's just having a little bit of fun. I don't know exactly. You know, and the other thing, too, is when President Trump talks about the border and the fentanyl coming in through Canada to the United States, I know it's happened, but I've got to tell you something. You know what comes into Canada from the United States? First of all kinds of those, you know, M13, all the gangs that come up north, they come right here, and they go across in Quebec, and our RCMP would carry their bags. Every day there's a shooting, and I live in the greater Toronto area. I cover this area. There's shootings and murders like American cities have, but it's always 88% American guns that have been smuggled into Canada.
Yeah, that's
so it's not like there's not issues
the other way. I think you're right, though, Joe, and I got to wrap because I'm almost up. But the trolling, he's having fun with the trolling. I certainly couldn't say this with confidence, but I do think that this is going to work itself out. But we'll see. I'm not a fan of all the tariff talk. I really am not. And I've challenged it, and it's complicated. And I know there's politics, as you indicated, but we'll have to see where things kind of fall out. Joe, it's always great to have you on.
I'll just say this last thing. I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas. Look, at President Trump coming in ultimately will be a good thing for Canada because they will make a deal. He's a deal maker.
Yep.
And they'll figure it out, and both boats will float. That's what I believe, and I think that's what most Canadians believe as well.
That's what I believe, too, but I'm wrong about a lot of things. Merry Christmas to you, Joe Warmington. It's awesome to have you on, as always. You're our Canadian correspondent up there in Toronto. How's the snow level right now?
Well, we don't have too much here in Toronto, but there's a little bit, you know, in the north we've had quite a bit, so that's nice to see. And don't forget that we have that carbon tax and because of all this climate change, which is another big problem. You don't want that. I'll tell you that. It's
no.
It's a lot off your check. That's one of the biggest problems is this thing called the carbon tax. So
it's ridiculous.
Stay away from that. If you hear that buzzword, run.
All we have. Joe, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Take care.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.